Okay, next is a report from the Strategic Planning Committee. I have no report, so we'll skip that. Next is a report from the Development Task Force. That's Nancy Sorden. Nancy?
No report. We're still working on, a little report. We're still working on getting some projects going, which I kind of reported on last time. So there's nothing new.
Okay.
We're making progress.
Next is a report from the COVID-19 Task Force. That's Mr. Reyes again.
I believe it's Paulina again. I think Lawrence says...
Paulina will give the report.
On the baton?
Oh, okay. Paulina, you're giving the report. Go ahead.
I am. That's right. So, first of all, I'd like to thank the task force for facilitating this report. It was drafted by Mr. Michael Novick at KPFK, and importantly, the whole effort of the national program in COVID, Race, and Democracy has been an effort that has sought to make sure that Pacifica is known as Pacifica and not necessarily as any particular station or affiliate. And we have made an effort to make sure that the affiliates are also participating in this effort, and they have. As a matter of fact, our last show was hosted by an anchor from an affiliate in Louisville, Kentucky, WXOX, who then later aired the show at least twice, according to what I know. But let me briefly, very quickly, try to read, give you the information. So COVID, Race, and Democracy has recently completed a four-week daily one-hour must-carry run on all five stations. And the schedule has varied at each station. Now, with each daily episode was being produced at a different station, usually with content from all five stations, many affiliates, and other media partners. It is currently being posted 1 hour weekly to audio port and is carried on KPFT and picked up by affiliates. Now, one more update. It has also been carried weekly by WPFW, and now is about to be carried by WBAI. I believe it aired on BAI yesterday morning at 5 a.m. BAI time. So the website developed as part of the project of the PNB created task force is still live, and content is being added at covidtaskforce.pacifica.org. That's where the run of the show is archived and where new episodes are posted weekly by volunteers. The show succeeded in creating a national content from many affiliates around the country, including many of the shows with up-to-date headlines. That was what the affiliate program was doing for us. Now, there were, of course, a few glitches. There were some deviations from the proposed format. There was also some resistance from at some specifically West Coast stations. There was insufficient promotion as far as, carts being aired at every station over the airwaves and on the station websites initially, but then many stations did correct the course, which was wonderful to see. But overall, the show can be deemed a success in terms of content, reviving national programming at Pacifica via a collaborative model, in the opinion of the task force. And so the task force does recommend continuing or reviving the show as a daily national program with some financial support to serve as vehicle for Pacifica's national electoral coverage, perhaps in these last 100 days till the general election, if that is seen as something that we should do. All the issues that generated the need for the show, especially the COVID pandemic and its consequent economic crisis, as well as the transformative struggle for racial justice, are ongoing and, in fact, intensifying, along with associated threats to democracy. So the format and process seem even more relevant as the political parties have been forced to abandon the hoopla of a physical nominating convention, and thus the need for Pacifica anchors to cover the conventions or travel to them. So we do believe that Pacifica needs to increase its capacity to be multivalent, engaging with and recruiting numerous new media partners and thus many listeners, and COVID Race and Democracy with its network production model and quilted strip type of model with multiple voices in a common format and focus is an ideal vehicle for that task. So we think that this show uses geographic and political breadth and is capable of creating, has capable creative unpaid staff at this time to overcome our financial weakness and our audience and listener financial support. We are now finally getting that kind of support at three of the five stations that have been carrying it, and we hope that we can come to a solution where we don't need to mandate a must carry, but rather get the buy-in from the stations. And I believe that also one more last thing.
Can you wrap it up?
I'd like to add something real quick, Chair.
10 more seconds, absolutely, almost done. Also, we are elaborating a multimedia audiovisual platform on the website under Pacifica.org, COVID Task Force, and that is very important for the future of Pacifica. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Chair. I'd like to add a few words.
Make it very brief.
It's going to be real quick. So this has been a collective effort. It has not been an effort of one particular member. Michael drafted the report, but it was put together by the whole task force. So I just want to be able to recognize the task force and those people that carry out the programming. Anna Garrison, Steve Seltzer, Paulina Basilia producing, Lona from WPFW, Verna Avery Brown, and Nubu, who took care of the website along with Michael. So I just wanted to add that. And the task force is considering putting together another motion to present to the PMB. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lawrence. And I think I speak for the whole board in thanking the task force for the excellent work they've done. Well, we're almost out of time.
Jeff, the governor's report, just real quick.
We're out of time for the committee report.
Okay, that's fine. I'll submit my report in writing, and maybe we could go over it next time we meet regularly.
Sure. The next item on the agenda is the report from the from our interim CFO. I would like to hear that, but we're also supposed to go into executive session in about 2 minutes.
Mr. Chair, this is Grace.
Yes.
I'd like to extend this meeting for 15 minutes because I would especially like to know the our interim CFO's viewpoint on the KPFK situation, which does not have to be in closed session, and the state of finances of Pacifica before we go into closed session.
Okay.
So then, I'd like to move that we extend this meeting by 15 minutes.
Do we have a second for that?
Okay. Second.
Are there any objections? Okay. Ms. Sims, are you prepared with a report?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
For future, this was last minute, I will share a written report to the board. Again, just wanted to share some highlights for the month of June. We are working on July's numbers, but so that June is the most current that we have. But I wanted to share some of the numbers with you because they are quite frankly, from my perspective, concerning. The consolidated net operating loss year-to-date through June 30th is $126,000 versus $57,000 net loss year-to-date from last June. So an overall decrease in income of $69,000. Again, net operating loss. Total revenue year-to-date through June 2020 is $8.6 million. Versus 9.4 year-to-date, June 2019. It's a decrease of revenue of $856,000 or 9%. Expenses, actually, overall, year-to-date, are 8.7 versus 9.5 from last year. So that was a decrease of $782,000 or 8%. You had one station that showed a gain for the period. That was KPFA of $150,000 compared to a year-to-date gain last year, prior year, of $531,000. Again, due to a 9% decrease in income and 5% increase in overall expenses. KPFK shows a loss for the period of $350,000. Compared to a prior year-to-date gain of $195,000. So that's about a 22% decrease in income. My notes say that the majority of that is from a major donor in FY19 when you compare it. I did request from my team to give me an analysis on that. And then, of course, we show WBAI does show a loss for the period of $214,000 compared to a prior year loss of $291,000. Again, revenue has decreased, but expenses also have decreased by 4%. So that's almost an improvement, if you will. Again, for the interest of time, and as I said, I will provide something else later. As Grace asked, you know, from our perspective, when we look at last year's audit or 2018, the foundation is shown as a going concern. So when I look at these numbers, quite frankly, they are also, I just continue to wonder how we're tracking from a cash overall perspective. And also, there's a lot of information that we have on this report that, you know, because of the interest of time, I can't necessarily go through it, but I would like to send it to all of you because it is concerning. And I guess the question is that at some point, I guess decisions need to be made, you know, whether we do it beginning in 2021, which the fiscal year end is almost upon us, to be able to right the ship, if you will. Thank you, and I would entertain any questions.
Okay, I'll take this down.
Chris Corey for the staff.
Okay, Mr. Corey, who else?
Olena Goodman for the staff.
Olena, who else?
Jan.
Jan, who else?
Grace.
Welcome. Grace. Anybody else? Okay, we'll start with those four people. Chris, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you for your report, Anita. I just wanted to ask you if you've received any two questions, actually. If you've received any report, and not reports, but budget constraint suggestions from the stations that are failing to produce balanced budgets for the last 6 months. That's the first question. And the second is, I guess this isn't a question actually, but the BOR, both KPFK and for KPFA, were pretty distorted last year because of large bequests. So I look forward to the analysis from your team that shows that. I think what you'll find is that at least in the case of KPFA, the operations have actually improved. I was a little disappointed to hear that WPFW is no longer reporting a profit. I guess that's the case. If you could confirm that, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Chris, we In my analysis, one, let me answer, I guess, your overall question. I don't show that as having a gain on the books as of through June, maybe for July. And then your other question is, have we received anything on the reduction or correction of 30%? We were on a phone call today with KPFK, and I've not had an opportunity to review what he did send this evening. But yes, our suggestion was for him to have something positive and some recommendations on some reductions for the 2021 budget. So I agree with Jim. I think he commented we are making progress. I was very excited to know that we will be having some budgets that we can put overall to compare and be able to actually have a cash flow analysis also go with that.
Okay, thank you.
Ron, what is that?
Paulina, you're next. Ron, I got you.
Thank you.
Did you get me? Do you still have me on the list, Jan Goodman?
Yes, you're on the list.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Thank you.
This is Paulina with a very brief clarification question. Anita, when you mean major donors, do you mean above $1,000? Because I think I heard you say that KPFA's success has been mostly due to major donors. And by when you say majority, what kind of a percentage are we talking about? So what's the amount? That are you using $1,000 as standard to consider a major donor, and what's the percentage of revenue that is contributable to major donors from at KPFA? Thank you.
To us, a major donor in this CPB's classification is anything above $1,000. But I will say that I'm not sure. I do not think that all stations are tracking major donors the same way. So, and I say that just because it's come up in different conversations I've had. So I can't clarify that until really we do a deep dive into how we're classifying. And actually it came up in discussion with KPFK today also. But again, to us, a major gift is $1,000. And that comes, again, from CPB. And your other question was clarification on KPFA?
Yes. What's the percentage that you have found that comes from major donors for KPFA, as they are, as KPFA, A, lacks a finance committee, local finance committee, and B, is boasting of a successful fund drive effort? I would like to know what percentage of their revenue is coming from major donors.
If you don't mind, let me table that while I look for the answer. I don't have it in front of me.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Goodman, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, James, to the stack, please.
Yes, thank you so much for your report and your work for us on our behalf. Can you do a study, not immediately, I don't know how hard or easy it would be, but do some kind of a study or look at our bequests and see if there's any kind of regularity or pattern or like how much we average over the years? Not that we can rely on it, but I think, you know, one of the issues that people are always like, how is it that Pacifica still survives when they're always in this totally negative cash flow? And of course, the answer is because periodically we get a bequest or a major donor sends in something like that. But like a really big major donor, more than $1,000. And so I'm wondering if that would be possible, if you have enough information, historical information, to see if you could do that, because I think that it's an important part of the picture of Pacifica to know that is why we are alive. It's part of our history. Not that we can depend on it, and I do think that we need to, you know, get our finances totally in order, but I think that that's an important question that I would like to see, and I think it would be important for all of us and for Pacifica. And secondly, I also wanted to find out if you would be so kind as to send send us kind of a resume kind of thing or CV or something talking about NEDA and what it does, because when you came on board, a lot of the present members of the board were not here and don't know what NEDA does and how you operate and the breadth of your clients and your services. And I think it would be helpful and inspiring for people to know, you know, who we have in our accounting. Thank you.
I would be delighted to. And actually, I sent that out. We did kind of like a PowerPoint about NETA, who we are, how long we've been in the industry, how long the Business Center has been going on, how long I've worked there. But yes, be delighted to send that to you. And this is who? Is this Jan?
Yes, this is Jan Goodman from Los Angeles. Yes, KPFK.
Okay. Thank you. And on the bequest, I would love to do that, because I really do think that we should track them as a separate line item anytime that this extraordinary gift is received, so it can be identified, because it does skew the numbers also. So thank you,
Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, I'll put you on the stack. Okay, Grace, you're next. I can't hear you, Grace, mute yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. Thank you, Anita, for being on the call. I have a rather complex question. I'll try to explain it and then ask a question at the end. And my understanding is Pacifica currently has no reserves. If we can't meet our expenses, we cannot go into bankruptcy, because the loan has bankruptcy clauses, and if we go into bankruptcy, that we will probably have our buildings immediately foreclosed on. And therefore, if we can't meet our shortfalls, the first thing that would probably happen is any money anywhere in the foundation. So let's say KWBAI and WPFW are not able to make payroll or other important payments. The first thing is the national office would not be able to meet its bills. And then next, if that continues, any money anywhere in the network would be taken to pay the expenses, the health care and the payroll, first of all, at the stations that are running a deficit, and which would mean a severe hardship to KPFA and the affiliates at this time. So, being that that's the case, I feel that it's absolutely, and the only other thing we can do is sell a building, because selling a signal would take far too long, because it's a long FCC process. So I see personally the urgency of cutting expenses, because I don't think there's any revenue plan that will be implementable in enough time to keep this foundation solvent. So I think expense cuts are absolutely urgent at all the stations that are running a deficit. I would like to know, my estimate is that KPFK is currently running a deficit of about $150,000 a month. WPFW and WBAI approximately $20,000 a month each. Is my estimate Is the scenario I'm giving you correct? If not, tell me where I'm wrong. And the next thing is my estimate correct? For what do you have a better estimate of the deficits that we're running at those stations?
I would agree with you.
CPFT has a slight deficit also.
Yeah, timekeeper, we have the time for this item, the 15 minutes out.
Can we have a motion to extend for another 10 minutes? Somebody want
to? James, move to extend 10 minutes.
I move Jan Goodman for 10 minutes.
Okay, it's been seconded. Is there any objection?
Well, we have 5 and we have 10.
We
split the difference and make it 7?
We had 10. I didn't hear anything about 5.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, there's no objection. Keep going.
If I may answer now, Grace, were you through? I'm sorry.
First of all,
I agree with you. There is no reserves that I'm aware of. And I want to point out, I think that in the covenant, the loan, if you were to sell the building, I think you have to ask for the folks that have loan, that you've entered into the loan with. I think we saw that. It's even in the audit, I believe. And also your estimate for the loss, in particular for KPFA, is running about $150,000 when you compare to per year. Pardon me?
KPFK, right?
Yes.
You said KPFK.
Sorry. It's probably late. Yes. That is correct.
Sorry. So that's and what are the deficits? What's the monthly deficit at WBAI and WPFW and KPFT? Would you estimate?
Well, WPFW is running about $18,000 for the in comparison. As an average, I would say that's right for that station. WBAI right now, as I mentioned, has a loss of $214,000. Revenues have decreased about 3%. But expenses also have decreased, so close to being in a break-even situation.
Did you say KPFA?
Not currently running a deficit? I'm sorry.
I'm hearing crosstalk and people stop talking over each other. Are you finished, Grace?
I just wanted, am I understanding you, Anita, that WBAI is currently breaking even, not running a deficit?
No, it's running a deficit, but the revenue is down. But when you look at the expenses, also have decreased by 4%. So, again, close to a break-even situation. Now, I don't know if it's my phone, but I can barely hear any of you. All I wanted to agree that is your assumptions, Grace, are pretty much on target. And I also would like to submit this report to the board, if I may.
Yes, please.
I just want to make one remark. I am not suggesting that we sell a building. I am urging strongly that we cut expenses as soon as possible, not sell a building.
Correct.
Chris Corey. Chris with a follow-up question.
I'm finished.
We're not taking a second round. We are running out of time. I'm only going to let people speak who have not spoken yet. Ron, you're next.
Okay. I have my question to you is this: in your discussions with with the people involved in the managers and the bean counters, is there any discussion about the effect that the U.S. economy is having on these stations' ability to project revenue? When the GDP is reduced by a third, and just in one quarter and going down. I mean, all, you know, I'm just saying that these numbers, I'm just wondering, are you guys having, is there discussion, is there consideration of that factor when analyzing the downturn in station's revenue as opposed to it just being insufficient programming or whatever? You know, is it, are you guys taking a hard look at what our numbers could be, considering the financial situation that the country's in right now, and those stations that, you know, depend on small donors, we're all in trouble. So I'm just wondering if there's been any discussion on y'all's part about the effects of that and any suggestions.
Yes. If you were asking me, I'd like to just comment. It really, we did talk about this in discussion with one of the stations today. And frankly, I shared that organizations like NPR are having some staff reductions themselves. But stations across the country are doing the same. Even though they receive some infusion, stimulus money from CPB, and the majority of them also have received money from the PPP. I think it's a concern, and it's all due to the economy, COVID, and what have you. And yes, we do discuss that. But in from my perspective, I also like to point out when things seem to be higher, it may be one of the suggestions that we talked about was maybe looking at the station's health insurance and maybe looking at a group buy, if you will, of other ways to reduce expenses. Premiums is another area that I think should be looked at.
And eliminating them or
reducing them. Especially with at KPFK.
Thank you.
James, you're next.
Thank you. Hi, Anita. Hope the weather's been okay down there.
Very rainy.
I heard you had a little some wind.
Okay.
I'm curious how the view-only access to the various bank accounts of the different stations is coming. I know WBAI has it, KPFK has it. Any progress on any of the other stations? That's one question. I don't know. Do you want to answer them as I go? I just have a short list, a quick list.
Yes, we're making some progress. We don't have them all yet, but I do know that the calls have been made. There is some activity in it. So I hope to get something hopefully from KPFA hopefully tomorrow.
And just to be clear, in case there's any misunderstanding, this is not to give access to Pacifica to individual stations, bank accounts, and funds. This is only to look at the bank account in real time so you can have a good workflow in the accounting process. Is that right?
Correct. And also to reconcile bank statements.
Yes. And the information for the financials, how's the information flow coming? We know in years past we've had difficulty. I think the phrase, it's like pulling teeth to get the required information out of some of the stations. Are we seeing any improvement, about the same? How's that going?
Well, I mean, we're alerting them when we have payroll in, because that journal entry is done by us, and also the expense for health and retirement. So once that is done, we do reach out to say we're about ready. Do you have everything in? So I would say it's improved from a year ago.
And last question.
We have time for this item or this extension?
Move to extend 5 minutes. James?
Move to extend 10 minutes. Move to extend 10 minutes, James.
Good.
Okay, we'll have a motion for 10 minutes. Is there a second on that?
Robin, we'll
second. Can hear you, Alex.
Okay. Are there any objections?
No. What's wrong with your phone?
Are there any objections?
There.
Okay. James,
Alex, may I finish my last question? I just had one more quick question. I wanted to know Thank you. Anita, I want to know if you are tracking, you know, you have listener support. Do you track within listener support how much comes from sustaining members, be they called WBI buddies or sustainers? You know, different stations have different names, but we know what we're talking about. Do you classify that as a separate category? And if so, do you have the numbers for KPFK? And if you don't have them handy, could you get that for me?
Well, first of all, we don't track that because that's all being done at the station level.
I thought so. Thank you.
Did I answer your question, James? Jim?
You cut out. I actually didn't hear what you said. I apologize.
That's okay. I said that NETA does not track that for you. Those are coming into the station by form of a deposit or a pledge, and the station is tracking that. So we don't have information on it. Not from us, but the station would.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Lydia, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, Anita, so do you need a vote from us to add the extra line for bequests, or can you just do that? Or do you
no,
need a vote from us? Let's do it.
We could do it. That is, if the board would like to see it, I think it would be really important that we start tracking it separately, and we'll go ahead and add it.
Okay, so do you need a vote is my question.
I don't think so, but I mean, if you, that's more, I guess, your decision.
Okay. Can the director make a motion to add a line item for bequests? Major donors or whatever Anita wants to label it, but we'll give us that information.
James,
someone would be happy to do that.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. Are there any objections? Okay. The motion passes. how much more time do we have on this? I think...
Chris Corey for the stack.
We have 7 minutes and 15 seconds left on this discussion.
Before I take in you, Chris, is there anybody who wants to speak who has not spoken yet?
Yeah, can we stop taking up time?
I don't know what that was. Sorry, I didn't hear that. Chris, go ahead.
Okay. So earlier in the discussion about KPFA, there was a number bandied about $150,000losses. I thought the figure that was suggested was that KPFK was losing $150,000 per month. I don't see any evidence that that's true. They've had 1 month where they lost more than $150,000. That was April. But the average, the running average for the 10-month period is closer to $50,000 a month, which is bad enough. You know, in the neighborhood of, let's see, it's $500,000 on, what was that? It's about a 20% loss on revenues, but $150,000 a month would be a 100% loss on revenues, which would mean that they would need to cut expenses like by 50%, which is crazy. So I just want to clarify what the actual running loss is and how much is actually necessary to bring that balance budget into balance. Thank you.
Chris, I'm looking at it now. If you give me a few minutes or when we go into executive session, I'll shoot you an email.
Sure.
For the board.
That's
okay?
Fine. That's fine. That would be great. Thank you. I appreciate it, Anita.
Okay. Any other Anybody else want to be on the stack for this discussion? Otherwise, we're gonna immediately adjourn and go into closed session. Okay, then can we have a motion to adjourn?
Ali, motion to adjourn, Lawrence. What about Lydia's report?
We have very important business in closed session, and we cannot let that go. Okay, so let's reconvene in closed session in 5 minutes.